Hey there, thank you for joining again. This is Word for Today. Do you know that there is a crisis called distracted living? This is where you miss out because you are not paying attention or your attention is so torn in many directions that you really don't focus on anything. Distracted living reduces our quality of life, makes us lose sense of direction, and impedes our progress towards our goals. You know, while the age of information has made us better connected and informed, it has distracted our lives in so many ways. You know, the interferences could be internally or externally induced. Internal interferences could be diversions and intrusions, such as daydreamings and mind wanderings. While external, of course, are distractions and interruptions. Here are tips of what you can begin to do to stop living distracted. Number one. Slow down and reassess. We don't even walk anymore. We run everywhere, run errands, run to grab a cup of coffee, run to the post office, run to pick up the children. You know, run. Stop rushing through life. Know where you are headed, but enjoy the process of getting there. Number two, control your tech. Don't let tech control you. This is a big one for most people. You know, technology should enhance our lives, strengthen our relationships, and help us find more time for things that are important to us in life. But in this world of noise and social media junks, it has more negative impact on people than positive. Things you can begin to do. Turn off non-essential notifications on your devices. Set do not disturb time. Use website blockers to limit access to distracting websites. Delete apps that are not adding value to you. Consider specific time of checking your emails and social media to avoid mindless wandering on the internet. Number three, monitor your mind wandering. You need to pay attention to your thoughts and recognize when your mind starts drifting away. This allows you to manage your focus and redirect your thoughts. Number four, keep a daily priority list, but don't overload it. Set 3 main objectives of what you want to achieve on a daily basis. And number five, take regular breaks. This helps you to refresh your mind and reduce burnout. Number six, declutter your space and stay organized. As you go this week, I'll leave you with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible says, set your gaze on the path before you with fixed purpose, looking straight ahead. Ignore life's distractions. I'll see you next time on WFT. God bless you.
Keep winning and have an amazing day.